On the news today, we saw that international inspectors visited three sites in Syria linked to the chemical weapons program there, and they really have yet to visit 20 more sites. So how big of an effort is this going to be, really?
Well, it's a huge effort because the scale of the program is so large in terms of the number of facilities that are involved. But the good news is that in the course of the civil war, the Syrian government has moved a number of stockpiles and weapons out of contested areas. They've consolidated them, basically, to protect them from the opposition. So even though there may be 20 sites on paper, I doubt that there are 20 active sites. Nonetheless, it'll be a huge effort.
You know, has there ever been a similar effort like this done amidst the setting of a civil war?
Never. The closest thing is the chemical weapons work that was done after the first Gulf War, after Saddam Hussein invaded Kuwait. But that was not in the midst of a civil war, so there's really been nothing that presents the same number of security and logistical challenges.
Well, let's talk about those challenges, really. Can we be sure of getting to everything that's out there just because it's in the midst of a civil war, basically?
I actually doubt that we'll be able to get everything, or at least we'll be able to satisfy ourselves that we've gotten everything. First of all, I think Assad might very well be inclined to try to hide some of the chemical weapons, and it'll be very hard to prove beyond a doubt that he has hidden it. And secondly, just because the situation is so chaotic, it's quite possible that the inspectors won't actually be able to get to some of the key facilities. But even if you're able to locate and destroy 80% or 90%, that still would be a huge achievement.
Now, what kind of chemicals are we talking about here, and how do you destroy them, especially in this kind of environment?
Well, the most important chemicals are the nerve gas, both sarin and VX. And again, the good news there is that most of those are binary, which means that two different chemicals have to be mixed together in order to actually produce a weaponized agent. And most of the material, as I understand it, is in binary form. And one of those forms is relatively easy to destroy through water and heat. And once that's done, once you've destroyed that one element, the other one by itself is toxic, but it's not lethal. So I think the good news for the inspectors is that they're not dealing with a large amount of weaponized agent. Most of it is toxic chemicals that can be handled relatively easily. For the small amount of stuff that's actually mixed, and therefore weapons, that requires specialized equipment. And I would expect the U.S. and other governments will probably be lending equipment to the inspectors so they can do some destruction in Syria.
So the destruction can take place on Syrian soil. It doesn't have to be transported through rebel-held territory to go to some port or some airplane and taken overseas.
Well, early on, I think the U.S. expressed a preference for having the material removed from Syria and then destroyed off-site, but nobody was willing to take it. And as a consequence, I think the current plan will emphasize destruction within Syria.
But like you said earlier, there's no way to determine if we've gotten everything there is out there. Is this shaping up to be some kind of political solution maybe for both sides involved to make it look like we've done more than we actually are able to?
If you got a large quantity, that would be very important because with chemical weapons, quantity really matters. And as I understand it, the declaration that the Assad government has given to the OPCW, the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, is considered to be very complete. Again, we won't know for sure that it's exactly everything, but so far the Assad government seems to be cooperating, seems to have declared at least a credible declaration, and they've given the inspectors access to the key facilities they wanted to visit. I think the one important thing to say is that the challenge for the inspectors will be if someone deliberately decides to target them. I mean, the Assad government pretty clearly for now has an interest in cooperating with this effort. But it's not clear at all that whether some of the opposition groups, especially some of the jihadist groups, they might have an interest in disrupting the whole process, and therefore they might deliberately try to attack the inspectors.
Gary Seymour served as President Obama's coordinator for arms control and weapons of mass destruction, proliferation, and terrorism. He'll be speaking at 6:30 tonight at the Patel Center for Global Solutions on USF's Tampa campus.
Thank you very much.